Hey!
Beverly Black, and I'm even prouder because today on Black Owned and Busy, we're shining the spotlight on Cornelius Neo Wright. He's going to tell us all about his business endeavors, what is going on in his life. Call 515-605-9741 to listen in on the fun. And if you want your own spotlight, tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. And now, without further ado, on Black Owned and Busy with yours truly, Beverly, I welcome Cornelius Neo Wright. What's happening, my brother?
Hey, Beverly, how you guys doing? Nice to be on, and thank you for allowing me to be here for this wonderful opportunity.
It is an amazing opportunity, and I want to thank you for your sponsorship for keeping Black Owned and Busy shining the spotlight as one of our guest business sponsors. What business are you in?
Beverly, I am in a business, it's really, really hard to explain because you never heard anything like this. You know, we did a radio show about my book a couple of days ago, and one of my goals in that endeavor was to become a Pulitzer Prize winning author, right? I don't do anything small. God gives me the grandest visions. And the business here, this movement, my goal in 10 years is to win the Nobel Peace Prize, right? So I don't skimp. And so just to get you in, get you guys, the listeners, into the right mindset here, you know.
Right.
I don't say those things to brag or boast or anything like that, because if I can do something like those two things, that means I've helped and served a lot of people, and that's what it's all about.
That's right. That's right. And the name of your book, I understand, is Black Boys in the Barrio?
Black Boy from the Barrio.
Oh, wow. Such an amazing, phenomenal interview that you brought up from the show we did on A Book is Born. And so fast forward to the movement. What's the name of the movement?
The movement is called the Ignite Human Development Movement, or IHDM. And this movement, me and some other passionate business entrepreneurs. So it was birth, of course, God, you know, the universe gives me the vision. And it came about because me and so many other people in America, we love America, Beverly, but we are so disappointed with America. We're so actually disgusted in America and where it's going right now, right? And so, you know, I'll just say the establishment, I'm not a political person. I'm independent, so I don't really have any issues with any kind of parties or anything like that. But so we said, there's just so much going on in America right now, and everybody knows. You know, I won't get into political stuff or anything like that. So we said, well, let's not mess with that current system. Let's build our own entire economic system in America, Beverly. This is what this is. We call it the largest business/humanitarian movement ever created in the history of the world. It's the largest gathering of nonprofit organizations joining hands, nonprofit schools and churches joining hands to change the world. And it's built on these four pillars: peace, love, honor, and respect, right? And our tagline is for the people, by the people. So if you can imagine that, building a whole entire economic system in America, God gave me this vision, and God does not play. He says, Neo, I want you to change the world with this program. And so this is kind of a little history of it, what started coming to my mind. So what we did, again, we're so disgusted in America. We said, well, let's what entities in America are doing good for humanity, you know? And so we said, you know what, schools, churches, nonprofits, things like that, right? And so then, whenever you're starting a business or a movement, you have to find a need. So what do those entities need? They need fundraising, right? They're always underfunded, right? You know, because if we can help them fundraise, give them more money for humanity, right? So that's where the thought process came about. So So anyway, and so the basis to our business is we help nonprofits, churches, schools, and some corporations, we help them fundraise, bring in revenue, okay? And so, and we're not talking about like a bake sale or anything like that. We're talking about huge, huge. We call this, and I blow people's minds. Some people don't, can't, you know, fathom what I'm about to say, but we talk about tea business. They say, well, Neil, what's a tea business? Trillions. People sometimes think I'm crazy. What? They just can't fathom that. See, but let me explain it, and I'll show you what I mean, right? And
absolutely.
So, how do you build a whole economic system that's going to do in the trillions, right? And so, okay, let me explain. So, what we did was we said, okay, let's help those entities that need help. We're going to help them fundraising, right? And so we need to have access to goods and services. Now, Beverly, I'm going to ask you or the listeners out there, I'm sure most people know, you know what affiliate marketing is, right? Or do you?
Well, of course, definitely. I've been, you know, publishing and marketing, you know, 20 years going on, or 21 years going on. And so the affiliate marketing is definitely something that can help booster everyone that is involved. You know, you're networking, you're building upon each other's goal. You're taking a percentage out of the affiliate that you're pushing for, and everyone's getting paid. But more so, you're using a team structure to get the word out. Now, how can people get involved with yours? Is this affiliate marketing?
Yes, part of it is, and let me explain. I'll show you guys how you can get involved and how everyone can get involved while at the same time helping humanity. And actually on our platform, you can actually build wealth. Not by joining my business or anything like that. We built in a referral system, and let me kind of explain what we're doing. So basically, we're affiliate marketers. We started with Amazon first, right? Because Amazon's, you know, it's the biggest, right? It's just universally known, just about universally accepted by everyone. Now, we're going to have joined a lot of other affiliate marketing vendors and companies like that. We're building something called the Mall for All, right? The Mall for All is going to be a large internet mall with a lot of different affiliate marketing companies where people can come and shop, right? So we started with Amazon first. That's our first one because they're universally known, right? And so we have access to many, many, many products. And so, and as you know, affiliate marketing is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that that Amazon has created 40,000 millionaires through their affiliate marketing program. And 53% of Amazon's wealth comes from the affiliate source. A lot of people don't really realize that. So a lot of people are, you know, making a lot of money at affiliate marketing. But this is what we do. And so let me just draw a scenario so everyone, you and the listeners can understand. Okay, we live in Berkeley, right? And so the Berkeley has a YMCA there, right? And we know that's a nonprofit, right? And so me and my wife and my daughter, my 23-year-old daughter, when she was a little girl, we used to be in the gym memberships there, right? And so, and then just say that YMCA community in Berkeley has 1,000 supporters, either through gym memberships or through donations or what have you, right? So they have 1,000 strong in that community. Now, see, unbeknownst to the YMCA, those 1,000 people are consumers, right? And so we call it consumer power. But the YMCA doesn't know how to tap into it. But Amazon does, Safeway does, other people do, right? But they don't know what they have. They have something we call nonprofit equity, but they don't know how to mine that gold. And we're going to show them how, right? And so they have 1,000 strong. So we go to the YMCA and we say, hey, look, YMCA, we want to help you out with a fundraising drive, right? And they say, okay, dear, what do you propose? We want to show you how you can tap into your consumer power of 1,000 people in your community. Well, how do you do that? Okay, because there's two things I know about you, YMCA. Number one, you're a nonprofit, so I'm sure you can use some fundraising. Number two, I bet 98 to 99% of those people shop through Amazon. They say, okay, Neil, that's true. I say, okay, what do you propose? All you have to do is tell your 1,000 people, send out a memo, and tell them to shop through my portal. My name of my company is called CDJ Enterprises. Just have them come shop through my Amazon portal. They say, well, okay, Neil, if they do that, what's going to happen? Is it going to be the same Amazon? I say, absolutely. All they do is come through a different link. That's it? Yeah, just come through another link. They say, well, what's going to happen? I say, this is what's going to happen. When those people start shopping through my link as an affiliate marketer of Amazon, they're going to pay anywhere between 1% to 10% based on different product lines. End of the month, Amazon will say, thank you, Neil, for bringing those 1,000 people to us. We're going to direct deposit money to your account. And I would think from 1,000 people shopping, that would be a pretty good amount. So anyway, you go back to the YMCA and say, hey, look, YMCA, thank you so much for allowing us to tap into your community, your nonprofit equity. This is what's going to happen. We just got paid for your 1,000 people shopping. This is what we're going to do. We're going to partner with you. Once we get that money, YMCA, we're going to donate 50% of it back to you. We're going to boomerang it. We've got a co-op. This is the largest co-op. This is a large co-op movement, we're building a cooperative movement across America and other parts of the world, built on peace, love, honor, and respect. We don't need venture capital. We don't need corporate funding. We're building this from our own consumer power. It's going to drive the whole thing from the affiliates, right? And so now what we've done is we've made the YMCA into a profit center off of their own consumer power. We're going to cut them a check, but they say, well, Neil, thank you for giving us that check this month. It's a royalty check. They say, well, Neil, you going to do this every month? Absolutely, YMCA. We're going to cut you a check every month forever. They say, well, residual royalty passive income that was normally going down the drain. We're going to wake up that money and bring it back to you because guess what, YMCA? You are going to do good with him. With humanity with that money, aren't you? Well, yes, we are, Neil. This is why this is the largest business/humanitarian movement ever created. Okay, Neil, we have a lot of other YMCAs. Can they join this movement as well? Absolutely. There's schools, there's churches, there's all over America. Can they join this movement? You darn right. This is why we're going to call it a tea business. The way it's going to go. It's going to go there anyway. I can't take credit for it because I just started this movement. It's going to take on a new life of its own. We're building our own entire economic system. Anyone can join. This is not a religious movement. This is not a political movement. This is for the people, by the people. The people are going to own this. It's going to be just like the internet. It's going to go through generations. My company doesn't own it. It's going to be the people are going to own it. So you can build your fortune in here. Other businesses are going to be joining us as well. And we're going to talk about, so it's the largest gathering of nonprofits joining hands together and changing the world, and also the largest coalition of influencers joining hands together, and let's change the world, right, and build our own cooperative system across America and other parts of the world. And so we're setting people free. And so that little scenario right there, Beverly and the listeners, see, that helps nonprofits out, right? We give 50%. I've heard of some people that are doing something a little bit similar to this, but not quite what we're doing. And I've heard, well, we give the nonprofits 5%. We might give them 10%. No, true partnership is 50-50. We're going to split it with you. Right? We true partnership, right? And so now what we do is, so that little scenario right there is, well, nonprofits win. My company, when we get 50%, because I got a business to run and everything, right, of course.
But right, right.
How would someone like Beverly win? How would a business owner win? And how would the general population win? See, because we built a referral program with this where everybody wins, right? And so because in the current business as usual, you know, people refer. We refer all the time. Like if Hollywood makes a really big movie or something, you know, we're going to go tell everybody anyway. But Hollywood makes the billions of dollars in some cases on that movie, right? Not in this system. If you tell somebody about our movement, you're going to get paid. And let me tell you how. So someone like Beverly Johnson, and I've been talking to people in Genius is Common movement, I'm getting followers, right? I go to a business person, and I'm not trying to get you to join a business. It's free. It's nothing. This is a referral program. So someone like Beverly or some of the listeners out there, how can I partake in this, Neil? Now, I know we all know of organizations, schools, churches, nonprofits that probably can use some fundraising, right? It's just what we do, right? And so all you do is just say, well, Neil, I know of this church, this nonprofit organization that can use this. I just spoke with someone this afternoon. She says, yes, Neil, I know people that, I know of places like that. So a person like you, Beverly, or anybody else, you refer me to a nonprofit, right? All you do is refer me to the nonprofit. I go talk to them. I'll meet with them, all this kind of stuff, because Beverly Johnson is busy. She don't have time to start another business and stuff. Let me handle the work. CDJ Enterprises will link. We go, and Beverly Johnson referred me to a school, nonprofit, or church. This is what's going to happen. I talk with those people. We sign the contract with them, and they want to get started, right? The nonprofit is always going to get 50% off the top. But now there's 50% left. Guess what, Beverly? We are partners. I give you 25. My company gets 25%. Beverly Johnson gets 25% off of that nonprofit that she referred, ongoing passive royalty forever money. So Beverly Johnson has built her a little oil well. It's going to pay her forever from that nonprofit, right? Well, Beverly says, well, Neil, can I set up 10 of them? Because what happens,
exactly.
A lot will stop.
How big can I grow this thing, right?
Neil.
Yes.
Neil.
Wow.
Neil.
Well,
Neil, can I set up?
Let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to tap right back into Black-owned and busy, shining the spotlight on Cornelius Neil Wright, and his business is exciting. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Revive Funding Solutions is your one-stop shop for all of your funding needs. We provide capital for business, real estate, or personal situations. Our programs include term loans, lines of credit, hard money loans, private money loans, business loans, residential or commercial mortgages, refinancing, and more. Serving clients all over the U.S. and abroad for over 6 years. Reach out to us today to see how we can help you. Minimum funding from $30,000 plus. Send funding requests to bit.ly/funding-link-form or email finance@revive-movement.com. Call or give us a text at 410-575-4356 for details.
What is a grant? It is a monetary award made by a grant-making agency, which could be a government agency, a foundation, or a corporate grant maker. And when grants are awarded, they are awarded because you submitted a stellar, highly competitive grant proposal or application. Grants come with many strings attached. First of all, grants are not free money. Money doesn't grow on trees. You really have to work hard to get an award-winning proposal. And in my additional sound bites that I'll be recording for you, or learning bites, I'd just like to share that I'll be taking you through everything that you need to know about where to find grants and how to write an award-winning grant proposal. So, when you get a grant from a government agency, it has the most reporting requirements. The accountability level is extremely high, and everything that you promise in your application actually has to happen when you implement the grant-funded program or project. So I know you're thinking, are there grants out there for individuals? Yes, there are, but you have to be working in research or development or in some artistic form where you could go for an individual artist grant. Remember,
and we encourage you and our listeners all around the world to connect with Dr. Browning, Dr. Bev Browning, the grant doctor. She is on LinkedIn, and that's just a preview of how she will walk you through step by step, hand-holding, if you will. So we are back live on Black Owned and Busy. I'm Beverly Black, and we're shining the spotlight on Cornelius Neo Wright, our current business sponsor, and we want to thank all of our sponsors and listeners. Now, I see a long list of listeners. Just press 1 on your keypad if you have a question. I don't want to have to call out the last 4 digits of your area code or of your phone number, but 8722, I see you. 5237, I see you. 8190, I see you. 9181, I see you. I see 3752. I see 6198. So I see so many of you, but all you have to do is press 1, and I know so many more are listening online, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. So now we're back live with Mr. Cornelius Neo Wright. He's going to repeat his business name again that we're spotlighting in the affiliate. He's going to further expound on the affiliate program. It sounds so exciting. Cornelius, take the mic.
All right. Thank you, Beverly. Yeah, it's called the Ignite Human Development Movement. You know, again, this is the largest business slash humanitarian movement ever created in the history of the world. We're going to make history with this business movement.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Everybody, and on this platform, we built it. It's, again, our tagline is for the people, by the people, right? And we are going to create millionaires. We're going to create millionaires, multimillionaires, even perhaps billionaires on this platform. It's built for that. It's mind-boggling. There's nothing else like it in the world. Right. And it's taken years for us to get this up. And as you can see, God has given me the ultimate vision to even, you know, even think of something this big. But everybody wins.
Exactly.
In this business owners. And again, I will state that you do not have to pay money. You do not have to start another business. All you have to do is just chat. Tell people about it. Give me their information or what have you, or they just. And what we'll do is we set up an account. We set up an account for that nonprofit school or church, but it's going to be linked to your name, right? And we have an open book policy. Each month we do the printouts. Everything is open book. So people say, well, did I get the money? Did I get the money that I should have that month? We have open book policy, right? And so you could always track and everything. Someday we'll build an app and stuff like that, but we're just getting started. And so it is and also, just say if so first of all, the nonprofit, so everyone has to win, right? My company wins, the nonprofit wins, and someone like Beverly can win. But say if Beverly gets a nonprofit, and that nonprofit has employees, right? And so the employees, once they know about it, they'll say, well, Neil, I know some nonprofits and stuff too, right? And so the employees, you know, that are working for the nonprofits and are shopping through the nonprofits, you know, they even get paid. They'll get 10% on their referrals as well, right? Because
Wow. Right?
So everyone gets paid, right? So there's no referral that doesn't get paid. We're going to link up everything. You know, my fantastic, finance team, and there's AI, there's all these people. That stuff is all above my head that's going to track all this stuff. But we have that in place and stuff like that. But I am the spokesperson. I am the evangelist, so to speak, to get this thing off the ground. And it's literally going to change the course of history in a positive way. Again, it's the largest coalition of nonprofit organizations, schools, and churches that's ever been created. We're going to create wealth, you know, for those for those nonprofits, right? And so, like a small church, it has to be fair for everybody. Say, like, I'm a small church, we have a small congregation. Well, you know, we don't spend that much on Amazon, but you can start referring other business churches and create wealth for your small church. See, so it has to be fair for everybody, because some of these organizations will be flooded with congregations or a lot of people in those big nonprofit organizations, or anyone can get in here and actually build their own referral system, right? No matter where
they
are. And, right?
Wow.
And so,
wow.
This is it has to be fair for everybody, right? I just had a person. There's a salesperson just joined my team this week. He heard about it, and he's actually says, Neil, I got a background in sales, and so I want to come in here and start referring people because he sees the vision. He actually, he's from Mexico, you know, and so we're in Mexico now. He's working from Mexico. He lives near Mexico City. So this is for the people, by the people. Never seen nothing like this before. You know, I call it the greatest business opportunity in the world. I've been in a lot of business opportunities in the world, but if there's a better one, let me know about it. And I'm not saying that to brag, but I'm just saying that this is what we have access to. And everybody, you have a chance to be in around people that love each other. And we're going to talk about how we can really help the homelessness in America and how we can help the mental illness crisis in America. We're not going to be talking about division. Like the current system talks about division, and the people at the top, they actually profit off of us being divided. But not here. We're gonna be as one. We're gonna have peace and harmony here. We're gonna really, really come in as people from all walks of life, loving each other, and we're gonna show the world what we can do.
Well, amen to that, and it sounds very, very powerful. Again, with so many listeners on the line, I would hope that they would tap into this affiliate program and definitely take advantage of what is playing out right here, right now. Now, we're going to play another one of our sponsors' commercials, and then we'll be right back to close out the show. Thank you so much for listening to Black Owned and Busy.
Power attack, yeah. All right. Power attack, yeah. Greetings, my people. This is Stephen Hutchinson, owner of Power Tax LTD. We do your taxes accurately, expertly, and get your refund immediately. And we answer your questions and explain what's going on in your tax return to increase your financial literacy. We are mobile, so we can come to you. So come to PowerTax. Call now, 610-955-6508. 610-955-6508, and get your questions answered. Come to PowerTax and be powerful.
Now, I'm going to tell you right here, coming from Beverly Black of Tribe Family Channel, a gumbo for the soul, international family brand, that I can vouch for PowerTax. In fact, Mr. Stephen Hutchinson is and was the host of Financial Intelligence right here on Tribe Family Channel. You may have remembered that, and we're just so grateful and thankful to be able to help assist his business going worldwide. So thank you once again to all of our wonderful sponsors who trust us with their message. And we're back with Mr. Cornelius Neo Wright. We're going to close out the show. He's going to tell us how you can get in touch with him so that you can get the 411 on what he is doing. Mr. Cornelius Neo Wright, thank you once again for sponsoring your 30 minutes of business illumination, because Black owned and Busy is about illuminating and spotlighting your business. So thank you so much once again. Where can our listeners who are holding in anticipation of your information get in touch with you? The phone lines are lit up. So go ahead. Let them have it. They need to know.
Okay. Thanks so much, Beverly. The best way, I'm old school, you know, so the best way to get to me is through my email, which is CDJ. That's C as in cat, J as in John. CDJ, Neo, C as in cat, J as in John, D as in dog, CDJ, Neo, N-E-O, @gmail.com. So that's cdjneo@gmail.com. My personal business number is 510-918-1916. My website is www.theihdm.com. So theihdm.com. That's the best way to reach me. And once you go to my site, you'll see two buttons. One will say, join our movement, and the other one says, shop now. Well, you can just go look around and stuff, but you can join our movement. We have a private Instagram group, you know, where you can come and join us. We're just getting that off the ground, too. And just holler at me and let me know who you are, and I will respond. So those are the best ways to contact me.
All right. Well, we want to thank you so much for getting all that information out there. And you can contact us at tribefamilychannel@gmail.com to spotlight your own business. And we want to thank Gordavi LLC, Dr. Demetrius Adams Davis. We want to thank Michelle Berard. We want to thank so many of you, Stephen Hutchinson, David Newby, and all of you guys that have been so supportive of our platform. We want to shout out to a couple of congresswomen that have had their own radio shows here too. Senator Barbara Robinson in Baltimore, our heart and thoughts are with you all with the bridge collapsing and the victims therein. We hope that everything can get back together as smooth as possible. Senator Cory, or excuse me, Congresswoman Cori Bush, we want to thank you also. Your launch here on Tribe Family Channel has been pivotal, and we thank you for allowing us to take you to higher heights. So we want to, again, thank you to Mr. Cornelius Neo Wright, and we're going to go out here with, hey, Black and I'm Proud by James Brown. I'm Beverly Black, and I'm even more proud. Thank you all so much for your support. We'll talk soon, Mr. Wright, and you take care.
You too, Beverly. Thank you so much for having me appear.
It's my honor. Thank you so much. Take care.
our people do. We like the birds and the bees, but we'd rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees.
Tri-Family Channel. Tri-Family Channel.